Here's an idea for the candidates. The presidential election could rest on a recipe. Oatmeal chocolate chunk versus pumpkin spice cookies. One is Laura Bush's recipe. One belongs to Teresa Heinz Carey. But we are not saying which is whose, at least not yet. Since 1992, Family Circle magazine has asked its readers to sample the cookie recipes of the incumbent and aspiring first ladies. Hillary Clinton, you'll remember, had her oatmeal chocolate chips. Barbara Bush did Toll House cookies. Elizabeth Dole baked pecan rolls. Tipper Gore made ginger snaps. And every time, the baker who got the most votes from magazine readers ended up in the East Wing. Now, we are much too impatient to wait for the results of Family Circle's current poll, and NPR's pollsters claim they are just too busy. So Weekend Edition will test these cookies with some folks who have a real stake in this race. Washington lobbyists. Linda Tarplin, a longtime Republican. Hi, Linda.
Hello.
And Rich Tarplin, a staunch Democrat. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Susan.
Mr. and Mrs. Tarplin, thank you so much for being with us. You are the rich man's version, we know, of Carville and Madeline. You're married. You met during the Reagan administration. You're working on opposite sides of a bill in Congress.
Yep.
That's right, the Family Medical Leave Act and a bill about child care.
Was it love at first lobby, or did it take a little time?
Not at all. No, I think it was friendship, maybe, and healthy battle, and then it grew into something.
Yeah, and you're still lobbying, are you? You're actual Washington lobbyists.
Yes, we're both with small boutique lobbying firms, very similar firms.
Okay, well, let us test your political allegiances now. The NPR Test Kitchen. That's one Darcy Bacon and one Jessica Goldstein to you and to me, has baked up Laura Bush's and Teresa Heinz Carey's cookies, and here they are, attractively arranged in front of you on small platters. Oatmeal chocolate chunk, pumpkin spice, one from Mrs. Bush, one from Ms. Heinz Carey. Why don't you take a taste? Now, please understand before you do, no grabbing, please. Understand before you do that the course of the American electoral process depends on this. But I hope you will not let that affect your reaction. Go ahead, please.
A lot
taste.
Of pressure.
It is pressure.
It's a lot of pressure.
I know.
The display is beautiful, Susan.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
Too
so
bad
much.
It's radio, not television.
Linda, you're chewing something. What is that?
It has to be the pumpkin spice.
Yes. So are you smiling? Are you Rich? Have you got that too, or are you on to the chocolate?
I'm starting with the pumpkin spice.
Oh, okay.
Very nice texture.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent flavor.
Mm-hmm. Linda, any comment on the pumpkin spice?
I think
spice?
It's got a nice consistency. It's chewy, not crunchy, but I can't get a sense of whether it's more pumpkin or more spice. Like it's a cookie that doesn't know quite what it wants to be.
Oh, that's
I don't,
interesting. A wishy-washy cookie.
A wishy, and maybe a little too fancy. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little too fancy for my Midwestern tastes.
Okay, we've put water in front of you. If you care to cleanse your palates, mm-hmm. Now before you get to the chocolate,
I'm ready
milk
with chips.
Would have been nice instead of the water.
This is now oatmeal. Oh, I'm sorry. Oatmeal is a low-budget show. Oatmeal,
okay.
Chocolate, chunk.
Love it.
You do, Linda?
If I had a glass of milk, I could dunk this in right now. I'd be in heaven.
Wow. Linda, the Republican, loves the oatmeal chocolate chunk. Rich, Mr. Democrat?
It's a good texture, Susan, but I have to tell you, I don't like mixing fruit and my chocolate. And I see raisins in here.
Oh.
And chocolate chunks.
Oh, my.
And that to me is a no-no.
I see. And so, if you had to vote, you would choose the pumpkin spice?
Yes, I'm a big fan of plain chocolate chip, but I think I would choose the pumpkin spice
okay,
in this
and,
case.
And Linda, you would not.
Hands down, not a question. I was not fond of the pumpkin, just because I think it's just too, it's not, that's a pie taste, not a cookie taste to me. And I love oatmeal and chocolate in a cookie, and I don't mind the nuts.
Would you care to guess whose recipe is whose? Linda.
I would always guess that the plainer, sort of more all-American cookie is probably a red state Republican cookie.
Huh.
But that's just me.
Very interesting. And you, Rich?
I would have to say that the more creative pumpkin cookie is probably Mrs. Carey's. But it's also an all-American cookie because, as you know, pumpkin is the food of Thanksgiving, an all-American holiday.
Oh, gosh. Isn't that wonderful? And bingo! because the Democratic cookie, Teresa Hines, carries pumpkin spice. The Republicans, Laura Bush's oatmeal chocolate chunks.
Which so, one did you pick, Susan?
Oh, I have to. By gum, I've forgotten to. But now I know the answer. I can't show my hand.
That's a lot of pressure.
I'm an objective journalist. Oh, this one is delicious, but I'm not telling you which one it is that I'm eating. Thank you very much, Linda and Rich Tarplin. If you listeners would like to conduct your own bake-off, the recipes are on the website, npr.org. Shall we finish off these platters? What did you think? We've got about 50 of them left.
I'd like to take them home.
You may.
Kids would love them.
Doggy bags.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
And as you heard, the election will be a draw. It's Weekend Edition from NPR News.